You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts.
And we know our clay has a process. We start off with wet clay.
Terracotta clay.
Students at Warfield Elementary School in Indiantown in Martin County are gathered around art teacher Linda Swift. Most sit on a rug in front of her, girls in the front, boys in the back. A few sit on chairs behind the rug's edge. Today, they're making tree-shaped ornaments.
That means it's okay for us to put the glaze on it today.
The school will celebrate its 85th anniversary on Thursday. The public is invited to see the Warfield Then and Now program at 6 o'clock in the school's cafeteria.
I have a collection of work that the students have done.
Second grade teacher Carol Ray rolls out a brown piece of paper. It's a timeline starting in the early 1800s. There are pictures representing each decade in the 1900s. Underneath on lined paper in neat elementary school handwriting is an explanation of that picture.
In the 1930s, the first school bus in Indiantown was built by O.D. Hadaway, who was a school board member and a resident of Indiantown. He had great affection for the children of Indiantown. They had no transportation, so he put together a bus.
It's not yellow.
No, it was an old truck. And he used the bed of an old truck, and he went around and picked up the boys and girls.
Those students are shown in the picture on the timeline, standing in front of the bus. Warfield Elementary Principal Ivy Mankin says as students research the school history, they seem to like looking at old pictures the best.
For the kids to see a picture of a class picture with the girls mostly in dresses and the boys in overalls and pants and jeans and barefoot is really kind of interesting to them. They're like, they came to school with barefoot, and in a couple of pictures, the class pictures has two or three dogs sitting with them in the pictures.
Another item on the school timeline is in 2006, Warfield got the National Blue Ribbon School Award for high test results. It's been an A school for the past decade, hard enough for any school, but Mankin explains Warfield has some extra challenges.
We have an 86% non-English-speaking population. We also have 100% free and reduced lunch population. And the other piece that everybody forgets about is we're geographically isolated. We're a small community with very limited resources, so many of our children never get out of town other than maybe go to Walmart. Many of them have never seen the beach. They've never been to any of those wonderful Orlando theme parks or anything. They've never been to any of those places.
Each year, the school applies for grants to take children on field trips outside of Indiantown. Those field trips are featured in a book done by the students, which chronicles the school's history. Field trips taken now as compared to those in the past. The book is spiral-bound and features pictures and research done by the students. Art teacher Linda Swift says the kids loved putting it together.
When we did the book and interviewed people, they were so intent in hearing what it used to be like. And they loved asking questions. Some of the parents came in to answer some of those. What was it like when you came here? And they described, we didn't have this building, but we had this. And we didn't have a covered PE area. We just had a black top for our basketball. And so the students have been quite interested.
If you're interested, you're welcome to join the students and community at Indiantown's Warfield Elementary. Warfield Then and Now will be presented in the cafeteria Thursday at 6 p.m. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.